If you've been around for the last 6 months or so, you would have struggled not to notice that we've been looking at something we call our VIP, our vision, our identity and our purpose. And you will see before you a new banner, no doubt, with some of that on there. Over the last 6 months, I've invited you to come together to pray around the table with me and others. Some of us have fasted. There was an exercise, wasn't there, where we said, what if you were the person who spent the money in the church? Where would you put it? And we came up here and put money in different places. Some of us wrote letters, imagining through the Holy Spirit what this place would be like in 5 years' time if God blessed us. And then there was, of course, the Lent groups. Many of us met in Lent groups to pray through this. There was 40 days of prayer. We prayed, many of us, for 40 days. And I've had conversations and letters and emails and phone calls with many of you. I think it's fair to say that if you wanted to listen to God and have input on where we go forward as a church, you've had that opportunity, haven't you? So, but of course, now we reach the point where the rubber, as they say, meets the road. And your PCC and I, your church leadership and I, have taken all this input together and tried to discern just a few words that we can hang our purpose and our vision upon from God. And over the next two Sundays, we're going to look at some of the vision statement, which is the lower half of that banner, as it were, where it's underneath where it says, in Bedhampton Parish we seek. But for this week, we're going to look at what the PCC summarised as our purpose. Serving the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship. I think I said to you as we began this that it would be our purpose would end up something like to love God and to love people. Because it would be very surprising if it didn't, wouldn't it? Because that is what Jesus said in Mark. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. I love the fact he puts with all your mind in there as well. That's helpful, isn't it? And then love your neighbour as yourself. Love God, love people. And so it'd be surprising if our purpose statement didn't reflect that. And I think it's fair to say that serving the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship just says that in a slightly different way, a nuanced way for us here. But the question for us today is, what does that really mean as we, as a parish, as a group of people who are walking towards Jesus, look out towards Bedhampton? It's important that we understand these words, because everything we do from now on will be reflected through the lens of these words. If I come up with a fantastic, whizzy idea, you know what I'm like, I will go to the wardens and they will say to me, does this serve Bedhampton and share God's love and friendship? That will be how they measure whether we move forward in prayer with that. As we look at what we have been doing and whether we continue to do some of it, the question will be, as we review each year what we do, is this still serving Bedhampton and sharing God's love and friendship? As you come up with Holy Spirit-inspired ideas, our question will be, will this serve the people of Bedhampton and share God's love and friendship? So it's important that we understand as a community here, really, what does this mean for us? So let's break it down into just two areas. Bedhampton, serving the community of Bedhampton. You might think, well, that's not rocket science. We're a parish church. Of course we're serving the community of Bedhampton. But I can report to you that absolutely, we've absolutely had that confirmed to us over the last 6 months through prayer. It doesn't mean, of course, that we won't occasionally do things outside of the parish. I don't know, like send someone to Ghana. Because actually, we heard in the gospel, go and make disciples of all nations, didn't we? But actually, it means that the vast majority of what we do will be in the parish of Bedhampton. And if we think we're being called to do something outside, we will carefully weigh that up even more than we usually would. Because the vast majority of what we are doing as a community here is to reach out to the whole of this parish. And we've got a big parish. I think it's perhaps best summed up in this email that I received from someone during 40 days of prayer. The email says, I haven't been able to get 2 Chronicles 7:14 out of my head whenever I pray for the parish. I've been asking God what he's saying through that verse. Now, before I continue with the email, let me just read you 2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Our land is Bedhampton. They continue in their email. This morning when I was praying, I got a real sense that we need not just to pray for the parish, but also to get out into the parish and pray. God has appointed us to be salt. We've heard that before, haven't we? We need to affect the flavour of the parish. Salt is no use if it stays in the pot. It only affects the flavour of food when put on it. Likewise, we will only affect the flavour of the parish by getting out into it, by mixing with others in the parish, and by getting out and walking and praying for the parish. And it wasn't the only one of that flavour, but I thought it best summed up what we heard. You see, we are Bedhampton Parish. And when I came here, if I'm honest with you, I didn't let the word parish in our title. But actually, over the last year, God has been reminding me that's what we are. And all that has been confirmed during our prayer. We are called to Bedhampton. We're called to the business owner in Old Bedhampton. We're called to the widower who lives up the road here. We're called to the family of 5 on Scratch Face Lane. We're called to the family of the electrician who lives in Barncroft. We are called to the whole of our parish. So don't be surprised if over the next few years you see us going out into the parish to do things. Going out into the parish to share God's love and friendship. Going out into the parish to see where God is already working. We're playing a bit of catch up here. God's already working out there, isn't he? Don't be surprised if you see us sharing God's love and friendship out in the parish. Which brings me to this love and friendship bit. Serving the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship. What does it mean to share God's love and friendship in Bedhampton? Well, I think firstly it means we need to share God. Paul puts it like this in Romans 10. For there's no difference between churchgoer and non-churchgoer. He says Jew and Gentile, but we know what that means for us. The same Lord is Lord of all and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they've not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they've not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? How can those in Bedhampton, who we dearly would love to know Jesus, come to him if we have not spoken of his love and friendship to them? And so I think we will share God's love and friendship in many ways. But certainly, you know, there will be ways where we share God's love and friendship by actually just simply telling people about him. In fact, I think we will continue to share God's love and friendship in some of the ways that we already do. Fun Club, our toddler group, has been here and blessed by God for many years. Only this week I was saying to someone, that is church for some people. And I was having a chat with someone this week about that, who has been hurt because they've not been able to get to Fun Club. No, that's their church. And we will continue to share God's love and friendship through that sort of thing. And coffee and cake on a Friday morning. We will continue to share in many ways that we already do. And we will share God's love and friendship in some of the ways you have done in the past. You know, there will be some introduction to God, something like an Alpha course. Whether it's Alpha or not, I don't know yet, but we will share God's love and friendship through that. there will be something like messy church. It may not be messy church, but it would seem to me that what we've heard from God over the last 6 months, that God's love and friendship needs to be shared in an accessible way for people, in a way that they can then move on into knowing him through discipleship. We've got to work out what that means. And there will be new and exciting ways, because I have seen God at work within you. He is parting the waves. I've seen him already placing on some of you a heart for parts of the parish that we simply do not reach right now. I think he gave you a Lee Park boy as a rector for a reason. Because let's be real. There is a part of our parish, which is about half of our parish, that we struggle to reach out to. And I think God, I've seen a number of you have your hearts broken for that area. So there'll be new exciting ways. I'm incredibly excited about what God's doing here. I can't tell you how excited I am about what he's going to be doing. But we'll all go through that lens as we look at what we're doing. So we don't just charge off on Max's ideas. How do we love that family in Barncroft? How do we love the older people in our parish as we see the demographics of our parish on the upper end of the age range? So it means that we're called to love those people somewhere. I would never be talking about you two. But actually, the truth is our average age in our parish is higher than in many parishes. So we can naturally expect those people that we reach out to be, some of them to be in that bracket. But how do we love as well the young families that we desire to know Jesus? I mean, if you know that group was stood up here earlier on, if they can know Jesus now, the pain in life will be so much easier for them. They won't go through some of the stupid mistakes that perhaps you and I might have made. Certainly, I have made. It's been lovely to see Jesus at work in some of the young people. So how do we reach out to those? All those sort of things are going to be going through this lens. Because we are a church for Bedhampton who need to share his love and friendship. But let me conclude. And as I do, I want to leave you with perhaps just the one question. Serving the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship. What is your part? Now, you might say to me, oh, Max, you don't understand. I'm too old. I'm too young. I haven't got any money. I'm too busy. I'm too retired. Too talkative. Too talkative. But you're not, are you? Because God loves it. People love it. You might say, I'm too something. Or you might even say, actually, Max, I'm just a bit sceptical, if I'm honest. This is just another new idea from another new rector. And you wouldn't be alone, would you? It happened to Jesus, didn't it? We heard in our reading, when the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had gone, when they saw him, they worshipped him, just like we do. Oh, but some doubted. It's okay to have doubts. But I'm saying, don't miss what God has got for you in this purpose. Because I've seen many of you grow in the last year, and I believe he's working in you. And it didn't stop Jesus commissioning the doubters either, did it? Go and make disciples, he said, immediately after this, of all nations. So what's your part in this purpose? What's your part in the purpose of your local church where you live? God will use you. And you might simply say, oh, come on, Max, I'm just too busy. I'm already doing loads. But actually, it may be that you need to stop doing something, even in the church that you're already doing. Because my desire isn't for you to be busy in church. My desire is for you to be doing what God is calling you to do. And that's what I think we've seen over the last 6 months. It's not that you need to be busier. It's not that you need to work harder. It's simply that you need to be open to the Holy Spirit and your part in his purpose. A number of people have sent me that Micah reading that we heard. And it came up a lot in my prayer time. And it simply says, What does God require of us? To act justly, to love mercy, to walk humbly with God. You know, I believe if we, around our parish, if we walk in justice and love and humbly with our God, then actually we will serve the community of Bedhampton by sharing God's love and friendship. And so my request to you, my suggestion to you, is actually over the next few weeks, as we look at this one more time, is to take that little bookmark that you got given on the way in with the purpose and the vision on it and the reading of Micah on the back of it. And actually just once a day over the next 3 weeks, just have a cup of tea and pray into that. Read the purpose and the vision and then flip it over and just pray to God. How do I act justly? How do I love mercy? How do I walk humbly in Bedhampton? What's my part in your purpose here? Because this is where we're going, guys. And I invite you to join us.